This is Wednesday 2/25/26. We're looking at How Faith Works, Part 31. This is called The Seekers. Let's turn over to Isaiah 55. It says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you in the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." All right. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We just got a clue there about what's above the earth, heavens. Not outer space. "But far as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and runneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may have seed, give seed to the sower, and bread to either. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." We're talking about faith here. "For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." This word here, seek. Seek the Lord while he may be found. To tread or frequent. In other words, a path, like you walk on a path. You know how just walking on a certain area will make a pathway and harden the ground. To tread or frequent, usually to follow, the pursuit or search, ask or worship. Okay, we're going to keep looking at this. There's one more in the Old Covenant. This is Jeremiah 9:13. "And the Lord saith, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein." Well, I guess I wrote down the wrong one, because I looked up the word search. Do you know where that is? Since this is... Hold on. Talks about searching with all their heart.
I'll find it. Go on. "Seek me and find me when you should search for me with all your hearts."
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, the word search that I was looking for, and I guess I just wrote it down wrong. It has the same meaning as seek. About seeking the Lord. I remember Brother Hagin always used to say that the things of God do not fall on you like fresh cherries off of a tree. I think, you know, as Christians, we think just because now I'm a Christian and even a spirit-filled Christian, now just blessings and goodness and stuff are just going to drop on me. But we have to seek God. Okay. Let's go to Matthew 6:33. Well, that scripture. All right, it's, I put 9. I didn't get the 2 in there. All right, I want to look at that because get back here and find it. Okay, right here. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. 14 says, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Okay, now Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek there, it means to worship God, just like we saw in Jeremiah. Okay, now I want to go over to John. This is chapter 4. This is Jesus when he's talking to the woman at the well. Let's just start with verse 1 there. It says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made, but, well, I don't need to read that. Let's just go over to, verse 5 here. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me a drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Thus saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And that art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. See, she's talking naturally. He kicks into spiritual gear. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. In other words, this physical is coming to an end. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship for salvation as other Jews, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And he saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Why seek him? Why do we seek him? Because he has answered everything. He knows all, the end from the beginning. He has all the answers that you need, so why wear yourself out trying to figure it all out when you can seek him and get the answers that you need? People run here and there looking for answers, going to every expert they know. But it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. When you seek him, it's added to you, not taken away. It'll be the most important thing that you ever do. Especially when you find out that's the only thing you need to do. There are only two masters, and whether you realize it or not, you either serve one or the other. Everyone is worshiping. Okay, let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I know there's a lot of Pentecostal type of fellowships and things, but a lot of people don't even take advantage of their prayer language that they have, the Holy Spirit within. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. It's all in him. What if we went and picked out every scripture that said in whom? Brother Hagin already did it in his little book called In Him. Lots of scriptures, all in him, all about him. The entire world system is a mind binder or blinder, mind blinder. This is how the devil tempted Jesus. He wanted Jesus to worship him instead of God. That's what the temptation was all about. If you do this, I'll give you this. Jesus said, no, I'm only going to serve the Lord. That's all he'd say. Okay, go over to Matthew now. Matthew chapter 2. Verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for a young child, and when ye have found him, bring him word again that he may come and worship me. And I didn't write that down either, right? I guess I was in a hurry this morning. Let me look at 12 and see if maybe I just forgot the one. Let me look at this. No. Well, let me just carry on. He would try to occupy us with his methods and keep us from seeking God and using our faith. See, the enemy works in the natural realm against Christians to not consult God, but by his pressure to consult this expert, that expert, this one and that one. That's his game. If he can keep us from seeking God and just chasing our tails, it's a sad thing for me to see today that the church is totally overtaken with the medical system, especially. That they believe God uses medicine when God doesn't need it. He doesn't need it. That's why he doesn't use it. Now, a Christian that's young in the Lord, they may need it until they can get strong in the Lord and can wean off of that system onto God's system. But the fact is, the devil has so blinded the minds, not just of the world, but of believers, that they would seek a doctor over getting their Bibles and finding scriptures and trying to find a way that way. just observing just over the years. They want us to pray, but we're on the way to the doctor, you know. I'm thinking, well, the Lord say go to the doctor. So we need to ask God about everything. So many don't think they need to. He tries to occupy us with his methods and keep us from seeking God and using our faith. Because you know what? When you get a hold of faith and you speak it, it happens. Now, if you go to a world system, it's kind of iffy, isn't it? Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It's not a sure deal. But God's way and the way of faith always brings results when it's applied properly. Okay, our armor is against Satan. That is our faith. That armor is about faith. It's about standing in, well, let's just look at it. I didn't write it down. But we will look at it, because it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. God's a faith God, right? God said, light be, light was. And in the power of his might, not the world's might, his might, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the walls of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what's come against you is spiritual. So you spirit fights with spirit, not flesh. Just said that's not the weapons of our warfare. Flesh and blood is not the weapon of our warfare. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which ye shall be able to quench. Faith does it. Faith takes the devil out. Faith brings the answer right here, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Faith does it. That's why the enemy would try to keep you anywhere but faith, anywhere but seeking God, running here and there, trying to find answers. Our armor against Satan is our faith. This is 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The ones that follow Satan as their master look for and seek after signs to tell them what they should do. They're moved by whatever. This is one of Satan's biggest deceptions. Just like he tempted Jesus. Well, if you'll do this, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. You just bow down and worship me. Satan has made sure that there are distractions everywhere to keep you from following God. Signs follow faith, not faith follow signs. If you want to gauge if you're in faith or not, everything God does is from within, not from without. It will help you to identify which master it is by this. Okay, this is Hebrews 11:6 here. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we come in faith, believing with all of our heart that we'll be rewarded. Because we're seeking him and his ways. The Jews, for the most part, missed Jesus coming because they did not understand about God's kingdom. All they knew was temple worship and, you know, blood, the bulls and goats and all of that. Okay, let's go over to Luke 17. 20 and 21. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God, see, they're looking for signs, just like they are today. I'm looking for the temple to be built. Looking for an antichrist to step up and do all these things. They're looking for something to tell them it's the time of the end. Well, look inside. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. They could only receive a natural temple and natural practices. Nothing much has changed today. And we will never need it. Everything we'll ever need is inside of us. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us achieve that. That's Romans 12, 26 through 28. All right. And wait a minute. What is, hold on. What am I missing here? Am I in the wrong chapter? It's 8, not 12. Well, I'm scattered today. Okay. Okay. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And that's not to be pulled out of context. He's talking about seeking God. Right here, seeking God. When you we engage God and the Spirit in the matter, then all things are going to work out for good, because you're going to find it in the right place. You come to the right place to get your answer. Whoever you decide to seek after will be your master. If the flesh and outside worldly things, or you tap into the power that is within you by the Holy Ghost, it's whichever one you choose. Okay, I'm going to read a few more scriptures and we'll be done. John 6, 13. Well, I didn't get that one right either. I don't know what I'm transposing today, but I'm maybe it's the new glasses I'm trying out. Let's look at 16, see if that's typing so fast I didn't get it down. Yeah, it's 13. 6:13.
16:13.
It's John 16:13. Yeah. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Then why would you seek anything else? For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Okay, Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. None. Those that worship seek after God. That means they're looking for him. They're looking for his answers. Okay, three scriptures and we're done here. Titus chapter 2, 13 and 14. Looking for that blessed hope In the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing Jesus, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. One more. 1 Peter 3. Verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are open to over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. To me, those that don't seek God are the ones that are doing evil. Why? Because they're seeking the God of this world and his systems for their answers.